I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. The Redoso Warriors are on a four-game winning streak and hope to make it five in a row with a win over Lovington in the 4A title game on Saturday afternoon in Lovington. The Wildcats bested the Warriors in a district game about a month ago against a Redoso team that was bickering with each other at the time. Keith Johnson, coach of the Warriors, explains further.
We played them at 0-0 first quarter, and then we kind of, you know, we struggled that second quarter, and we had some inner squad, I would say, problems, and we kind of fell apart, and Lovington got the momentum and got going. So we've really, I think, grown as a team and overcome some of those inner squad, and we've really just kind of became, you know, really we talk about warrior unity, and we've just kind of really united and become really, really unselfish, and that's what it takes to win state championships.
Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Saturday, and tickets will be available at the Redoso High School. A core of Alto citizens are protesting a proposed concrete plant to operate in their backyard. A lawsuit is being drafted asking the court to declare the proposed concrete batch plant owned by Roper Construction of Carrizozo to be a private nuisance that damages the property values of area homeowners. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.